Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy shrank at a 0.5% annual pace in the third quarter after consumers and businesses cut spending and the country's recession gathered steam. The decline in gross domestic product in the third quarter versus the previous 3 months was the steepest since the third quarter of 2001. Consumer spending shrank by 3.8% for the sharpest pullback since 1980, when a global oil crisis tipped the economy toward a prolonged slowdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 85.55. It's up 37.19. The NASDAQ 1541 is up 8.66. And the S&P 500 at 875.73 is up 4.10.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Away from your radio or computer, you can still keep up to date on commodities with AM 580's Market Analyst Portal. Call 217-333-3434 from any phone to listen to opening and closing numbers, as well as the latest analysis from our stable of brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m., those times central. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. In Argentina, showers were noted Monday and early today from Cordoba into Entre Rios. Rainfall through midnight ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to a half inch. Showers also occurred in northeastern Argentina, mostly in cotton and citrus areas, and coverage in coarse grain and oilseed areas was around 25 to 30%. Today's forecast is very similar to that of yesterday, with restricted shower activity expected in Argentina over the next coming week. Totally dry weather is not expected, at least not in all areas. Most of the precipitation that falls will be brief and light, resulting in a limited benefit to topsoil moisture. Most of the country will experience net drying for the next week or so. A storm system advertised for the New Year holiday. New Year holiday is the only weather event at the moment that has potential to improve crop and field conditions. A problem with advertised rain event this far out is models are really divergent at this time. In Brazil, very little change was made to the official Brazil forecast overnight. Southern portions of the nation have a good chance for random showers of light intensity today through Christmas, but no general soaking is anticipated. Temperatures may also cool off because of greater cloudiness, humidity, and shower activity. Rain Friday and Saturday will be mostly confined to central and northern parts of the nation, with a new round of rain possible interior south Sunday through Wednesday. Most of the Sunday through Wednesday rain event will stay out of Rio Grande do Sul and focus on Mato Grosso do Sul into Paraná and Santa Catarina. The next large system still advertised for the first week of January, but confidence is dropping because, once again, the computer models are all over the place at this time. Most other areas in Brazil will see plenty of moisture over the next couple of weeks, and one of the biggest needs is warmer temperatures and better growing conditions. Those warm temperatures are needed. In the U.S. Midwest, Monday was cold, much of the Midwest, with warming occurring in the southernmost areas this morning. A strong storm system will bring a mix of wintry precipitation to much of the Midwest today into Wednesday. Light snow will move across the northern and eastern Midwest today with a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow moving northeastward from Kansas and Missouri through the eastern Corn Belt. Most areas that we'll see a wintry mix will see a changeover to snow, with heaviest snow falling from Iowa through Wisconsin to parts of Michigan, pretty much where the storm track has set up for most of the winter so far. Snowfall of 2 to 6 inches with local amounts up to 8 inches expected in Wisconsin, Michigan, parts of Northwest Illinois, and local 10-inch accumulations are also likely once you get into Wisconsin. Far northeastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska will receive a dusting to up to 3 inches. A narrow band of freezing rain may also bring significant icing to portions of the region from northeast Missouri to parts of central Illinois to northern Ohio. Precipitation will return to locations from Missouri to Wisconsin through the eastern Corn Belt Thursday and more likely into the day on Friday. The precipitation will occur as light snow in the northwestern Corn Belt. Well, rainfall may be heavy from areas of Missouri through eastern Corn Belt where moisture totals will be anywhere from 0.4 of an inch to 1 inch with local amounts over 2 inches. And slump flooding may occur in local locations where rivers and streams are prone to ice jams and also some of the areas that are already quite wet across the Ohio Valley. The weather will become quiet through on Sunday with only light rain and snow showers expected until about the first week of January when the next system was forecast to come in during that time. The U.S. Delta Southeast, light rain will be widespread across the Delta today and increase intensity Wednesday with Southeast seeing scattered light showers today into Wednesday. Scattered showers will also bring light rain to parts of the Delta Thursday into portions of the Southeast Thursday and Friday before the next round of organized rainfall affects the Delta Friday into Saturday. And in the southeastern states, Saturday into Sunday. Rain coverage in the Delta Friday into Saturday will be 100%, with anywhere from 0.4 to 1 inch of rainfall likely, and local amounts up to 1.5 inches are possible. Florida to the southern South Carolina will be the driest. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 588 3/4, down a half. Last trade down 6.5. May, 596, down 4.25. Last trade down 4.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 568 3/4, down a quarter. Last trade down 8.5. May, 582.5, up 1. Last trade down 5.75. July, 593.5, unchanged. Last trade down 7.75. December, 630.5, down 4.75. Last trade down 7.25. March corn opened at 380.5, down 1.25. Last trade up 2.25. May, 391, down 1. Last trade up 1.75. July, 401.75. Last trade opened at down 3/4. Last trade up 1.75. December, 425, down 2. Last trade up 2.25. January beans opened at 883, down 3.5. Last trade up 2. March, 887.25, down 3.25. Last trade up 2. July, 912, down 1/2. Last trade up 3/4. November of 2009, 911.25, down 5. Last trade up 3/4. January soybean meal opened at 273.90, down 160. Last trade down 10. January soybean oil opened at 3078, down 16. Last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
A look at November of 2009 beans reaching a high overnight of 918, and I'm beginning to wonder to myself if these are the kind of prices that we ought to be considering to do some selling into the new year.
Well, we hit that high yesterday again last night, and there was one outfit that was telling people to sell 20% of their 09 beans either at the elevator or on the board at that price.
You think the risk is much to the downside more than the upside?
Well, I think we've got it all over the place, but with acreage the battle going on, it looks like beans are going to have more acres, so that outfit that was selling thinking that the board price in the fall could easily be $6.
We did see Oil World come out with a revised estimate today regarding soybeans. The USDA estimate was, I believe, the latest estimate at 50.5 million metric tons, and it looks like Oil World is putting the crop at somewhere around 49 to 50.
I don't know where they're coming from. The latest acreage from Informa had beans up around 4 million and corn down around 4 million. USDA, right before that, it had still corn at 91 million acres. So it's unknown what the acres will be, but it's most industry thinks we'll have 4 to 5 million more of soybeans.
I was looking at South America plantings.
Oh, the South America. They're cutting their back a little bit. South America themselves cut back their amount of harvest in Brazil. We're still looking, though, at big numbers there, but they have had a lot of heat and a lot of dryness, so that the crop there possibly is getting a hair smaller.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and turn your attention to what you feel the opening calls will be today?
We're really looking at not a whole lot of movement, 1 to 2 to higher in the corn, and 1 to 3 higher in beans. Wheat anywhere from 3 to 5 to 8 lower. It's just not much out there to push it one way or the other. Light trade, the Dow's been both sides. Crude oil has been both sides, and the dollar has been both sides.
Beef has had the heck beat out of it over the last month or so. Are you looking for any time soon a recovery rally here?
Well, we had the beef up the $3 limit last week one day, and we are long-term bullish, but we still think we could be back and forth a little bit. We would buy a hard break in beef right now.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.